Comedy next, as Nathan's adventures in the afterlife continue when, as a giant queen ant, he leads the colony in search of his favourite bag of crisps. But first, is there something on your mind? I know just the man to help.
The Confessional, with me, Stephen Mangan.
Where on earth did you find that?
Listen, we do our research.
That's mortifying.
The series where I invite my guests to share their guilty secrets.
Obviously, something in my tiny four-year-old brain thought, maybe there's a way I can get out of this.
I've never worked in theatre again.
Well, you think the words got out?
I think I've been blacklisted.
I should have grown up a bit more than that, shouldn't I?
Join me, Stephen Mangan, for The Confessional on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
You flat out lied.
Absolutely.
Sunday nights at 7:15.
Back to this evening on Radio 4, and we join Nathan for more of his adventures in Reincarnathan. Let's see if he can make any progress as a leafcutter ant.
Welcome to the continued adventures of Nathan Blakely, a one-time pop star now best described as dead. Like many humans, Nathan didn't really smash life the first time round, so now he's being tested as an animal. His actions are judged by a celestial panel: Mahatma Gandhi, Florence Nightingale, and David Bowie. So far, they are not impressed. So if Nathan ever wants to make it out of this mess, he's going to have to achieve great things. I'm Carol, his new spiritual liaison officer, and this is Reincarnathan. Thailand, home to green curries, red tourists, tuk-tuks doing 70 and a 20, and some of the most incredible structures on earth. The White Temple in Chiang Rai, the Sanctuary of Truth in Pattaya, and next to a hotel car park in Koh Samui, one humongous ant colony. Home to some 5 million leafcutter ants, all dedicated to serving their queen, Nathan.
Queen coming through.
So, how's the new home, Your Majesty?
Bit weird. It's somehow massive and cramped at the same time. There's zero natural light. And how can a place have 1,000 rooms and still be over 98% corridor? They'd never shift it on the open market.
Still, Queen, though. Are you enjoying your royal status?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I basically spend my days being cleaned and complimented. It's like being a baby again, but with added bowel control.
And sure enough, right on cue, Nathan's right-hand ant appeared. A forager ant by the name of Deck.
Apologies, Your Majesty. I suddenly realised I hadn't checked on you in at least 3 minutes. Should I impale myself on a twig or make it up to you with a foot rub?
It's a toughie, but I reckon I'll go for the foot rub.
Anything to make your stay more comfortable. How about this time I start with your middle left foot and then move clockwise? Mix it up a bit.
Go on, treat yourself.
You are good to me. Oh, and just to let you know, my team have found a huge ornamental shrub nearby, covered in prime, thick, juicy leaves.
Ah, leaves, eh? Wowee.
I know, Your Highness. I've left a pheromone trail to it, and the leaf collection has begun. We're going to be eating well tonight.
And by well, do you mean the house speciality, rancid gloop?
Oh, I'm sorry we're not giving you the culinary experience you deserve. May I pass your complaints to the catering team?
Yes, go on then.
I mean, you could sound a bit more grateful, Nathan.
You haven't tasted the food, Carol. Every day I complain and it never makes any difference. I'm tempted to go down to the kitchen and give them a piece of my mind.
Well, you are queen.
Good point.
But equally, they are just ants, so maybe just let it slide.
Why? They spend the whole day parading fresh leaves past my face, so why don't they just knock up a fresh salad? It's not rocket science.
Well, technically it is. Oh, Carol, you could do stand-up. And with that, Nathan heaved his relatively massive, but in real terms quite small, ant body up off his throne and headed down winding tunnels in search of the kitchen.
Bedroom, bathroom. Sorry.
No problem, Your Majesty.
Bathroom, bedroom. Sorry.
No problem, Your Majesty.
Until eventually he turned into a wide corridor and was swept up into a river of forager ants, each clutching a fresh green leaf in their mandibles and all marching in the same direction.
It's like a yo sushi when there's only salad left. Right, I'll start by suggesting they saw some salt and pepper, or maybe a bottle of ketchup.
But as Nathan passed through a doorway and into the kitchens, he realised no amount of seasoning was going to rescue this.
What the hell? What is that stink?
Because stretching out in front of him as far as his five eyes could see were huge fields of mould. That's a song by Sting, isn't it?
This is worse than when I opened that 75-year-old tub of Philadelphia Grandad left me in his will. Deck!
Coming, Your Majesty!
Look at this! I shudder to think what their hygiene rating would be.
Wonderful, isn't it, Your Highness? Would you like me to ask them to rustle you up a bite to eat?
Sorry, are you even listening to me?
Oh, you're worried it'll ruin your appetite before dinner?
Wait, please tell me this isn't what they've been serving me.
Let me check. Chef, is this what you've been serving?
Oh, no, of course not. We would never dream of giving this stuff to the Queen.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, we give the Queen the especially mouldy bits. These aren't quite furry enough yet.
Carol! Carol!
You rang?
Why didn't you tell me I've been eating mould?
It's not mould, it's mycelia.
And what's mycelia?
She was the poshest girl in my school. And it's a type of fungus.
Oh, great. I've always loved fungus. What's your fungus of the day? Was my catchphrase when I was a human.
Button it! Fungal nutrients are the backbone of any leafcutter ant colony. Do you know how many animals would give their left claw, tentacle, paw for a ready supply of food?
If I stayed in a hotel where the only room service was bowls of fungus, I'd be straight on TripAdvisor, caps locked down.
Well, maybe you should check in next door then.
Why?
You're on the grounds of the Warriott Hotel, Koh Samui.
The Warriott? Are you serious?
You could pop over and ask for a queen-size bed, which in your case would be a matchbox.
I've been here before, Carol, when I was a human.
You're kidding.
It was incredible. Their buffet breakfast would blow your mind. I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was August 1992, and my parents had taken us all on holiday to Thailand. 2 weeks together, relaxing under impossibly blue skies. I was so happy, but nothing compared to how I felt when we came down for that first breakfast.
The Blakeleys, the Blakeleys.
Room 7019.
Ah, yes.
What a lovely looking family, right this way.
Ooh, this is nice, isn't it, Nathan?
Welcome to the International Breakfast Buffet. We believe that every day of your vacation should start with the world in your mouth. Experience local delicacies like coconut pancakes, travel to Spain with manchego and chorizo chicken churros, or feel like a Turkish sultan with our rosewater-soaked pistachio and pomegranate baklava. Or perhaps you're in more of an English mood, in which case we have sausages. All of which you are welcome to sit back and enjoy until breakfast closes in 23 minutes and 43 seconds.
Right. Better get on with it then.
But I wasn't interested in any of that, because my 11-year-old eyes had already zoomed in on something much more exciting. Crisps. But not any old crisps. Holiday crisps.
Oh, wow-wee! Crisps, but in a packet I've never seen before, with a name I can't read.
I'd never tasted anything quite like them.
Mmm. Oh, more. More, more, more.
Oh. And not a night has gone by since that holiday when I haven't dreamt of tasting them again.
Okay. What the hell are holiday crisps?
You know, they're the crisps you buy in a supermarket on holiday that are better than any crisp you've ever had before.
Oh, yeah, I know the type. With some sort of mascot on the pack you've never seen before. Like a dolphin in a tux.
Yeah, or a potato cowboy, exactly.
And you can't quite put your finger on it, but they're the best crisps you ever eat in your life.
Exactly. And these were the best of the best holiday crisps ever. And I never got to try them again.
Well, you'll always have the memories.
Why settle for memories?
Nathan, don't even think about it.
It's already thunk.
Well, unthunk it. It's not a good idea, Nathan.
So you want me to keep eating fungus when there are life-changing crisps just a short walk away?
And before I could stop him, he'd swung round to his forager ants.
Deck!
Here!
I want you to instruct your team to ignore the ornamental shrub and redirect them towards next door's buffet.
A superb idea, Your Majesty.
Great. Well, that was easier than anticipated.
Couple of quick questions. What's a buffet?
Well, it's a place where you find lots of food.
Ah, so it's a bush. Got you.
What? No, okay, I'm going to have to come with you.
I don't understand, Your Highness.
I'm going to lead the expedition myself.
No, that's out of the question, Your Majesty. That's far too risky. If you're not happy, you could always use the complaints procedure.
The complaints procedure isn't worth the leaf it's written on. I'm coming with you. I decree it.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
No, Nathan, you can't!
I can. I'm queen.
If you die, the whole colony is kaput.
Nah, I know I'm a great queen, but they'll get over it.
You don't understand. No queen means no baby ants. No baby ants means no future.
But what sort of future is it anyway if it's spent gobbling mouldy fungus? In fact, what time is it?
It's 8:05.
They stop serving breakfast in 3 hours. We need to get organised. Ants, assemble!
Yeah, leave.
Within seconds, a platoon of the colony's finest foragers gathered in front of him as Nathan launched into a stirring, motivational speech.
My dear ants, I am about to lead you on a mission for crisps.
And crisps means crisp leaves, as in autumnal.
No, I mean crisps. You know, they're edible, thin, round.
Leaves.
Sounds like leaves, doesn't it? Oh, leaves.
Is it?
Sounds like surely.
Leaves.
Not leaves, crisps made from potatoes.
As in the leaves of a potato plant.
No, I mean, yes. That's exactly what I mean. Crisps refer to the delicious crispy leaves of the potato plant, which come in packets.
There then followed a debate as to how many ants would be required to carry a packet of crisps.
So what do you reckon? 10? Or is it closer to 1 million?
What are you talking about, though?
Well, let's work it out. Deck, you can lift 50 times your own body weight, right?
Actually, 52 times is my PB.
Cool. Yeah, same. Yeah. And what do you weigh?
Well, I mean, that's a little personal.
4 grams?
Well, after Christmas, yes.
OK, so that's 4 grams times 50, but then you have to factor in inclines, crisp packet slippiness.
Before deciding to just take loads and loads of ants. With that sorted, Nathan led the ants through the colony's winding tunnels for what felt like miles, but was about 3 feet, until they emerged into the bright sunlight. And then began the long walk to the hotel.
Foragers, march!
And I say walk, but in truth, Nathan made them carry him on a leaf, like a tiny 16th century monarch. He even did that spinning wrist wave thing that royalty do when he went past other insects. It's tragic.
Left past the detox bar, right past the tennis courts, and straight past the bellboys stopping for a ciggy break.
Until eventually, they found themselves standing behind a plant pot in the reception area of the Warriott Hotel. An achievement which Nathan treated with his usual modesty.
Well, looks like someone's the greatest ant of all time.
You never fail to astonish, Your Majesty.
I'm basically half ant, half sat-nav, and it just keeps getting better.
Nathan grinned in the way only an ant can, hideously. He'd spotted something. On the other side of the foyer, a sign read, International Breakfast Buffet, and an arrow pointed to some sliding doors.
Right, time check, Carol?
10:30 a.m.
OK, so we need to hurry. OK, ants, here's the plan. It's watertight. Listen up and listen good. We walk through the sliding doors, we get the crisps, and then we leave.
Sounds fairly straightforward.
It'll be like taking candy from a baby.
So incredibly challenging as we're ants.
Chill, don't get your pincers in a twist. Follow me.
Nathan boldly led the ants across the lobby and up to the sliding doors, which didn't open because he was an ant.
Oh, yeah. Well, no problem. We'll just have to wait for a human guest to walk through.
Nathan and the ants waited, which was a really bizarre sight. You literally never see ants waiting. And I took my opportunity to give him both barrels. Nathan, you brought these ants here on false pretenses.
It's very hard to explain the concept of crisps to an ant, Carol, but they'll love them when they try them.
You're putting their lives at risk for the sake of some crisps.
All I want is one more taste. The taste she so cruelly denied me.
Who's she?
Cassidy.
Who's Cassidy?
The maitre d'. It was one of the worst days of my life. It was the final day of our family holiday. Our very last buffet breakfast. And we were sat at our usual table, but this time with our wheelie suitcases stood next to us.
What a lovely holiday.
It's had its moments.
Not in front of Nathan. Anyway, we'd better head off. It's 10:55. The taxi should be here.
And as we stood to leave, an awful thought crossed my mind. I was going to have to wait a whole year before I got to taste holiday crisps again. And until then, it would be day after day opening my packed lunch with pained hope, only to say, quavers again. So I snuck an extra bag into my coat pocket and made for the exit. But then, I heard a blood-curdling voice. Cassidy.
What are you concealing in your pocket?
It's not drugs, is it?
Far worse. Stolen crisps. I knew it.
Please, I love these crisps, and I've worked out that if I eat one crumb per day, I'll get to taste them every day until our next holiday.
You cannot take the buffet away with you. That is the whole point of the buffet. The International Buffet is more than a buffet. It is an idea. An idea of a better world where people can eat falafels and sushi and hot ham side by side as equals at 7 a.m. And when you steal food from here, you destroy the hope for a better world. Is that what you want?
No, please!
Come on, Nathan. Give them back.
We'll get you some Wotsits in the W.H. Smith at Gatwick.
They're not the same.
It is 11 o'clock. Put down what you are eating and exit the buffet now. A mountain lion will be released into the room in T-minus 5 seconds.
Before you ask, yes, that's me on the recording. And I think I nailed it. Now everybody out! Now!
Run!
Run!
Awful woman. But she was right. I never did try those crisps again. Except in my dreams. Where, annoyingly, they weren't anywhere near as good.
You can't think that nonsense justifies risking the lives of an entire ant colony.
You haven't tried these crisps, Carol! And I'm not putting anyone's life at risk. We're just having a nice stroll to a breakfast buffet. All we need is for these sliding doors to have a sliding doors moment and slide. What's that terrifying sound?
No need to panic, Your Majesty. I think it's just some sort of deadly stampede.
Of course. Look at the lobby clock. It's 5 to 11. It's the last minute hungover rush.
And he was right. As galloping towards them was a herd of panicking, hungover couples, desperately trying to get to the breakfast before it closed.
The sliding doors are opening. This is our chance. Run through the doors and...
Surely you mean run away from the massive legs?
No, because those legs are heading towards my crisps.
The ants started to run as heavy, sunburned, flip-flopped feet pounded down in all directions. Ants jumped to the left, tumbled to the right, and jumbled everywhere else. It was like Saving Private Ant. Legs were crushed.
Oh, 5 good ones left. Oh, make that 4.
Antenna were twisted.
Oh, there goes FM radio.
And poor old Deck was nearly decapitated by a rogue Doc Martin.
Ah, who wears a steel toe cap on holiday? Let your feet breathe.
Use the grouting, ants! Use the grouting!
And by the time the platoon had made it through the sliding doors, up the buffet table leg and behind a mound of muffins, they were in a sorry state.
Well done, everyone. How are we feeling?
I mean, we didn't love seeing Cyril get impaled by a high heel. Or, for that matter, Pauline being flattened by a flip-flop. But if the crispy leaves of this potato plant are as astonishing as you say they are, it won't have been in vain.
Good to hear.
Good to hear? Nathan, you're being an absolute wrong'un.
They're having a ball.
They've lost loved ones. And they're about to discover it was all for nothing.
Then how do you explain those faces, Carol? If you can call them faces.
And to be fair to him, the ants did look happy, grinning in the way only a bunch of ants can, really horrifically.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
The pancake pyramid? Oh, you should see the ones in Egypt.
But the ants weren't looking at the pancake pyramid, or the Leaning Tower of Brioche, or even the Great Wall of Eggs, as they only had eyes for one thing. A colossal structure of layered, glistening green leaves, the Salad Mahal.
Leaves beyond our wildest imaginings.
And Nathan was grinning too, because at last, way down the other end of the table, he could see 2 wicker baskets containing his beloved...
Holiday crisps! They still have them!
We meet again, Mia Moore. Have you missed me? I've missed you, my lovelies.
Okay, ants, here's the plan. We make a beeline for the crisps.
No! Surely not, Your Majesty.
Sorry, my mistake. We make an ant line for the crisps.
You can't possibly mean we desert these leaves. There's enough to feed our colony for years.
I've told you before, the best leaves are in those packets at the other end of the table.
Of course, Your Majesty. Although, it does seem rather dangerous.
Fair point, which is why you're going to head out first to see if the coast is clear.
Wonderful.
And off went Dec. Out across the bare expanse of tablecloth.
So far, so good.
Past the parade of heated serving trays, past the weird conveyor belt toaster thingy, and on towards the crisps. When suddenly, an irritable maitre d' smashed in with a fly swat.
Ah!
Nobody is allowed into the breakfast buffet after 11 a.m, including ants.
Sending Dec's body bouncing up through the air.
Believe me, if I could do the same to the guests, I would.
Oh, until he landed on a thick slice of wholemeal bread.
Oh, soft. Thank goodness it wasn't sourdough.
That was then picked up by a hungover human hand and grumpily lulped onto the weird conveyor belt toaster thingy.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Dec!
He's heading into the great flaming inferno! We have to help him!
The breakfast buffet is now closed. The breakfast buffet is now closed.
He's a goner! Forget him! We must forge on with our mission. It's what Dec would have wanted.
But there's a palace of great tasty-looking leaves right there!
How many ants must die?
You don't understand. It's not about how the crisps taste. It's about how they make you feel. And trust me, there's nothing else like it.
Suddenly, Nathan was back in August 1993, exactly 1 year after that holiday to Thailand. But this time he was in Greece, sitting in a small beach bar with his dad.
Enjoying your crisps, son?
Yeah, they're okay.
Holiday crisps are great, aren't they? Look, they've got a picture of a snail in shades on them. Of course, the irony is, if he so much as touched a ready salted crisp, he'd be dead within seconds.
Where's Mum?
I've explained, Nathan. Mum's not coming on holiday with us this year. But the main thing to remember is that we both still love you.
If she loved me, she wouldn't desert me.
Of course she loves you, Nathan. It's just that things get complicated. Go on, have some crisps.
I don't want crisps. I want my family back. Families are supposed to stick together. That's why I want to taste those crisps again. Because the last time I tasted them, I had a family. But I've got a family right here. And families stick together.
And so, Nathan struck out on his own. But remarkably, he didn't head towards the crisps.
Dec, I'm coming for you!
Instead, he strode towards the weird conveyor belt toaster thingy and clambered straight into it and up onto the moving conveyor belt.
Nathan's going straight into the inferno!
It's a suicide mission!
Inside, Nathan skipped from slice to slice until he found Dec, lying prone on the wholemeal, eyes closed. All five of them.
Dec! Dec! No! Dec, I'm so sorry! Why? Why, Dec?
Hey, shh, I'm relaxing.
Dec?
Yeah, it's lovely in here. It's like a really mild sunbed.
Oh, yeah, of course. These things don't actually toast.
Come on, lie back.
Oh, okay, then.
Ooh, squishy.
And so Nathan and Dec rode a slightly warm slice of bread until it slid out of the bottom of the toaster, cheered on by the other ants.
Oh, you risked your life for Dec.
Well, not really. It's not very hot.
Yeah, I did. I risked my life. Exactly that.
Nathan, let's get those crisps.
Yep, let's get those crisps.
The platoon of super-motivated ants zigzagged their way across the buffet area and made it to the crisps.
Grab one pack and let's go!
The ants swarmed over the packet and carried it aloft like a victorious football manager before hauling it out of the basket.
Yes, guys!
And zipping it across the table at pace.
Wow, you really are strong. A waiter's coming! Freeze!
The pack of crisps stopped moving. The waiter grabbed it and tossed it back into the basket where it came from.
Hold on! We go again.
Together, ants!
They gave it another try, but unfortunately...
The waiter's coming back! Freeze! Oh, not again! Hold tight!
Nathan was about to give up hope when something caught his eye. A bright red football top worn by a bright red 8-year-old who was just finishing breakfast with his family, surrounded by their wheelie suitcases on the last day of their holes. And then... It hit him.
That's it, of course!
Nathan instructed his troops to carry a packet right to the edge of the table, where they let it fall down into the child's open rucksack.
Bullseye!
Just as the family got up and headed for the exit, the sliding doors opened up. They were nearly out, and with them, their contraband holiday crisps, when suddenly...
You, boy! Smuggling is a crime!
But I didn't...
Oh, and I suppose this packet of crisps got dropped into your rucksack by the snack pixies.
Meanwhile, Nathan and the ants seized their chance, slipping straight past them with another packet of crisps on their shoulders.
Wait, what? Can you see that? Am I going crazy? A packet of crisps is being transported across the floor by an invisible force.
Maybe they're magical crisps.
Magical crisps?
Why are you crying?
Many years ago, when I went on a vacation to the UK, I tried a packet of crisps called Quavers. They were truly magical crisps. I never tasted them again. Take the crisps, child.
I genuinely don't want these crisps.
Oh, take the crisps. What does it matter? Take a roll. Take a croissant. You paid for this holiday. Why not enjoy yourself?
Oh, in that case, I'd love a baklava.
No. Not the high-end stuff.
And so Nathan and the ants set off with their prize. Back through the foyer. Back past the bellboys, stopping for a ciggy break. Left past the tennis courts, right past the detox spa, all the way back home, where he immediately started lecturing the entire colony about the greatness of his mission.
Dear ants, the trip was not without danger, and in the case of Pauline and Cyril, not without death, but they will not be forgotten, because every time I look at your faces, I'll think of their faces, because we've all got the same faces.
Moving words, Your Majesty.
But the point is, these incredible crisps will soon make you realise it's all been worth it. So, shall we?
And with that, Nathan used his sharp jaws to cut open the precious crisp packet before breathing in the aroma and vomiting on the spot.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
At which point, the ants all started to murmur with excitement and then dance in celebration.
Please, no.
For what Nathan had failed to notice was... this packet was a good 5 years out of date, and inside lay piles of crisps, all covered in a white, pungent mould.
Let me at it!
Truly, an ant's dream come true. Brilliant.
Reincarnathan starred Daniel Rigby, Ashley Maguire, Ed Gamble, Freya Parker, Hugh Dennis, Tom Crane and Henry Packer. It was written by Tom Crane and Henry Packer. Music was by Phil Leppard and sound design was by Jerry Peel. The producer was Harriet Jane and it was a talkback production for the BBC.
The cost of living crisis, a new PM, soaring inflation, strikes and the democratic world